Problems are growing in southern Argentina due to excessive dryness and high heat. Many locations in Buenos Aires, La Pampa, and southern Cordoba have not had rain in more than a week and have moisture deficits of 3 to 5 inches since the beginning of December. That dryness and heat is impacting nearly half of Argentina's corn and soybean crop. Hot and mostly dry weather will continue this weekend. Next week, a few disturbances and eventually a cold front will bring a few chances of rain and gradually bring a break in the heat. The big question mark is how much rain will fall next week. At this point, it appears that an inch or two may fall in the driest areas, which would be the most since the beginning of December. Dry and cooler weather should follow from Friday into the beginning of the week of January 27th. Southern Argentina has had problematic weather all season, from too dry and then too wet weather for planting to the current hot and dry weather for vegetative and reproductive crops. It is likely that yields have already been reduced with the threat of more reductions if rainfall remains subpar. One thing for sure, rainfall is needed. If rain does not materialize in a significant way by next Thursday, the focus next week will be on the reduction of the crop size from Argentina. The other area of concern in recent weeks has been across parts of center-west into southeast Brazil. Most of Goiás, Minas Gerais, and Bahia have been intensely dry of late. It does appear that the weather pattern is changing and much-needed rain will fall across that region over the coming week, improving crop conditions. Meanwhile, South Brazil and neighboring Paraguay and northern Argentina are expected to turn mostly dry for about a week. This should not be a problem, as that's one area in South America that has received adequate rainfall in recent weeks. Rain chances pick up again around next Friday.